This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 2-7-22. The name of the patient is Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E, Moore, M-O-O-R-E. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead, file Streco, space Moore, space B. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 2-7-22, referring physician, Marion Bob McCoy, MD, performing physician, Sharon Armaze, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 81-year-old female with abnormal ECG, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, early transition, anterior T-wave inversions, anterior lateral and inferior ST T-wave changes, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 115 over 80 period, baseline heart rate, 80 beats per minute period, new paragraph. Make that blood pressure 115 over 80, parentheses, on amlodipine 10 milligrams, close parentheses, baseline heart rate 80 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 141, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 160 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proactive 225-260, period, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 METs. The patient had mildly increased blood pressure response to stress for the level of stress attained. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 112 over 80 and a heart rate of 77 at the end of the recovery period. There were isolated APCs during stress, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia, new paragraph impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram, to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient went treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality with an incidental finding of probable aortic dilatation, the post-peak stress study, was technically adequate and of fair quality with some off-axis imaging of the apical four-chamber view due to aortic dilatation, correction due to prominent due to aortic dilatation. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation of wall motion exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiograph portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions, 1, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 METs. 4, the patient had mildly increased blood pressure response to stress on her medication for the level of stress attained. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise, possibly related to the patient's level of conditioning with stress. Five, there were isolated APCs during stress, but no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, Normal echocardiograph proportion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without usual wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. 7, an incidental finding of probable aortic dilatation is noted, suggests additional imaging. Thank you for the chiral referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mace, MD.